government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Thursday transmission. What we had all hoped wouldn't happen, but predicted would, is beginning. The Civil War is beginning to engulf areas of eastern Ukraine as Ukrainian putsch coup military, overthrown, of course, by Western governments, the original government was. I'm talking like Yoda now. We saw the elected government overthrown, a new government installed, and they are saying that any of the towns that have basically voted with their feet or voted in referendums to join Mother Russia, they were previously part of, will be invaded. And so tanks from Kiev and troops have entered Slavonsk, and there is street battles going on and burning buildings. So there you go, and the Russian foreign minister yesterday said, we're going to play that clip again coming up, that if any Russian citizens are attacked, Russia will respond militarily, quote, just like they did in Pristina, south Ossetia, Abkhazia. Now, of course, he was talking about Georgia, south Ossetia, and Abkhazia. I threw in Pristina, even though that was a mistake to throw in Pristina from Kosovo. That is a case where the Russians actually landed at the airport when they were engaging in ethnic cleansing of the Russian slash Slavic population in the area and did repel NATO. So that's a repeat that the Russians will do what they say they're going to do. So I made a mistake. They're throwing in the wrong town in the wrong country. But the reason my brain factoided to that was because I was going back in my memory to another time the Russians did that. So this is really getting out of control, obviously, and we'll break it down today. Paul Watson's going to be joining us. We got two stories up on Infowars.com where the New York Times, first we wrote about this last night, and the New York Times today retracted, but in the back of their paper, and New York Times publishes fabricated evidence of Russian troops in eastern Ukraine. That's a video report by Paul Watson. Kurt Nemo did a text report. We should probably add Watson's video into this. New York Times issues back page retraction on Russian troops in Ukraine photos. Turns out they Photoshop them. So that's the type of stuff going on to start a war. Kind of like William Randolph Hearst told Remington, the famous painter, you supply me the paintings of the Rough Riders on San Juan Hill in an imaginary war, being heroes charging up the hill, and I will supply you with the war. You make the pictures, I'll make the war. What was the exact quote? What was William Randolph Hearst's quote on to Remington? Will you guys look that up? William Randolph Hearst's quote on Spanish-American War. I believe it was, you supply the pictures, I'll supply the war. The point is, I'm digressing. There is a New York Times article out speaking of spinning things and trying to misrepresent things to create more racial division and balkanization. The headline is, a defiant rancher savors the audience that rallied to his side. And as soon as I read this morning, where he said basically blacks would be better off being slaves again than being, you know, slaves for the government, I knew when I called the Bundys this morning and I talked to him, he's coming on the next segment, what they were going to say. I said, what do you mean by that? Well, slavery's terrible, but it's just another form of slavery today. And I told the crew, I said, watch, when I call them, they're going to say this. How do I know what they'd say? Because Reverend Childress basically says the same thing. The other guest, C.L. Bryant, former head of the NAACP up in Garland in Dallas, says the same thing. They say they replace one evil with another, and that family life was stronger under oppression statistically than it is under this new soft kill. So that's what Bundy said. And granted, Bundy is kind of a fossil, vestigial, old-time Americana who just says what he thinks. So we'll get it from the horse's mouth straight ahead, but they're going to go crazy with this. And now if you're for land rights or property rights or against the feds tasering you, you're a racist. I mean, we knew this was coming, and here we go.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name is Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3333. 663 freezedryguy.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Western-backed Ukrainian troops have smashed into Russian-controlled cities with tanks, armored vehicles, and troops. An open war and civil war is beginning. We're going to be breaking that down. We are also going to be breaking down the latest economic numbers that are coming out that are extremely serious, and an incredibly important article from CNN. Veterans languish and die on VA hospitals' secret list, a death panel. So CNN, occasionally even a blind hog, can find acorns, broken clocks are right twice a day. This is a very important article. Staff Sergeant Biggs, that's a reporter for us, brought to my attention this morning. We're going to be talking to him later on the broadcast as well about that. First off, though, the Bundy situation in Southern Nevada is a lot bigger than Clive and Bundy. It's a lot bigger than Alex Jones. It's a lot bigger than libertarian ideas or Christian ideas or ideas of freedom. It's about the feds coming out there and pointing guns at people, having snipers, tasering people, using attack dogs on folks, and saying there's no free speech in the county, but in two tiny boxes in the middle of the desert, little pig pens. America saw that Tiananmen Square type brutality, and thousands of Americans showed up over the week, over 1,000 in one day, two Saturdays ago. Our reporters were there live covering it. That video has gone viral. It's titled Fed Surrender to American Citizens in Nevada. The story broke locally, was put out on the internet at Infowars.com, was made an international story by Matt Drudge at DrudgeReport.com. And that's on record. MSNBC has attacked that. The New York Times has attacked that. They've all attacked it and pointed that out. Now, remember what they did with Rand Paul. When he was running for Senate and about to win, Republicans had tried to beat him. He won the nomination. The Democrats then dressed up like hayseeds, went out and said racist things saying they supported Rand Paul. We did the Google search on the images. You can do that now with Faces. It had just come out at the time, 4 years ago, and documented. Then I'm going to Clive and Bundy. That indeed it was Democratic operative. We broke that again. The New York Times got caught today photoshopping Russian soldiers in to say that Russians were fighting the Ukrainian troops. They've had to retract that today. Infowars.com broke that. So my point is, they are deceivers. Now, Clive and Bundy, when I read his quotes in the New York Times, I'm going to read the quote because there's no video or audio, and a lot of times they twist things or take them out of context. I knew what he was going to say when I called him. I called him this morning. And I said, what do you mean by your statement, talking about black folks, that they abort their young children and they, quote, put their young men in jail because they never learn how to pick cotton? And I've often wondered, are they better off as slaves picking cotton and having a family life and doing things, or are they better off under government subsidy? They didn't get no more freedom. They got less freedom. Now, that's kind of a cruder way of saying what our black guests have said. C.L. Bryant, former head of the NAACP in Garland, one of the biggest suburbs of Dallas. That's basically what Reverend Childress has said. Quote, they replaced one evil you could see, and that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. I mean, I'm going back and read the history books. Black folks were incredibly strong, intellectual, and had strong families after slavery. And then they had incredibly powerful communities up until they got rid of segregation, which I'm not endorsing. They owned all their own businesses. They were becoming successful. People got jealous. LBJ, public letters, said they're taking over. They're getting uppity. We got to get them on welfare, break up their families. Now, here he is saying they abort their children. I asked Clive, I said, so you don't want to abort the black babies? He said, no. Isn't that racist? He doesn't want to kill 52% of blacks before they're born. He's an old country guy out there with a cowboy hat and uses the old-fashioned technical term, Anglo-Negro. I've ordered a Negro Modelo before. People think it's racist. Spanish, that just means black. You use the word homosexual in England, they arrest you. They say it's a hate word. It's a scientific word. The point is, they've made all these words racist. I don't believe Clive and Bundy's a bigot, but we've got him here to respond right now. Clive, and I just read your so-called quote. You told me earlier on the phone that's not exactly right. Cliven, you're a man of your word and honorable. I believe you're a good man. Tell me what you really said in this press conference that they've now supposedly dredged up but won't show the video or audio of. Cliven Bundy, exclusive, responding to this. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm quite excited about Respond, really. First, I want to tell the black community that I've gained more respect and more love for you the last few weeks than I've ever had. And I am concerned about the individual person, each one of you. And now this is a statement, and put it this way. I said, I'm wondering if you're better off. Your young women are having abortions, and your young men are being thrown in jail. And your older women and are sitting out on the sidewalk with your children and grandchildren, and they don't seem to be happy. And what I'm wondering is, are you better off in this type of slavery than you were when you was home with your family unit, with your gardens, with your chickens, with your men working, and your family life? Are you better off now, or were you better off then? I'm wondering these things.
Well, the reason I knew when I first called you and didn't put words in your mouth, I said, what does this statement mean? You said, well, first off, it's a little out of context, but you said they've traded a new form of slavery for an old form of slavery. And the reason I knew what you'd say is that's a libertarian conservative refrain that I've heard from every libertarian and conservative black leader I've had on this show. So I knew what you were saying immediately. But then I called up and got you to tell me what you thought, and sure enough, it's exactly what I thought. What do you think of the New York Times trying to take this out of context and spin it?
Well, I haven't really read that, and I don't know for sure, but yeah, if they think I'm racist, they're totally wrong. And if I think, I'm wondering, are they better off under the old system of slavery, or are they better off under the welfare slavery that they're under now? I'm not saying one way or the other, but I am wondering. It seems to me like maybe they were happier, and maybe they did have better families, and their family structure was better. And that's the question in my mind. And
well, undoubtedly,
there is a question.
Well, undoubtedly, I'm not endorsing slavery or segregation. They were two Byzantine feudal systems. Sharecroppers were in similar systems. But undoubtedly, the statistics of black communities, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 90% legitimacy, fathers at home. In fact, I've seen even Harvard's own numbers and Princeton's own numbers. We've done reports on this. Lower crime rates than the white community in the 30s and 40s. And because it was all about, they're not going to keep us down. We're going to build our own communities. We're going to wear suits and ties. We're going to go to college. We're going to build our own colleges. And the suppression actually made them stronger because they knew they were suppressed. I mean, this is basic warfare information. But it's what I say every day. But when you don't know you're being suppressed, then you absolutely disintegrate. And I remember you saying over and over again, unprompted, we can pull up the clips, that everyone around the world you believe has a good soul and wants freedom. You said in every country in the world. So how is that you're saying everybody worldwide wants freedom, but you don't like black people?
And I know black people want freedom, and I know that their souls are good. Individually, I know that. And that's what our Constitution was all about, is to be able to, these people to be able to exercise their agency, be able to feel free, be able to speak, be able to go and do the things, to be able to experiment. And for sure, be able to have good families. That's what our founding fathers want, and I know that's what our Heavenly Father wants for them. For them and for us, there's no difference between them and us. We're all the same, and our Heavenly Father loves us the same. He gives us the same opportunity, and we are the same. And so there's no prejudice in my mind at all.
Well, what the controlled media does is they take stuff out of context to demonize folks. But here's your first official statement responding to the New York Times, MSNBC, CNN. Without me interrupting, make your statement of what you really stand for and why you brought this up. Were you bringing it up as a rhetorical to cause a debate?
You know, why this subject was brought up is we had a party, a gathering here last Friday, and I invited the ethical groups, but there's very few of them come. Most of the people that come, were a lot of them were from the Eastern Coast. A lot of them, you know, they were basically white people. So when I got through, I questioned, why aren't you people here? And so I expressed sort of some of my feelings here about how I felt about them. And they put them, you know, they made it sound like I was prejudiced. I wasn't prejudiced. I was actually inviting them to the party. And we were actually going to have another party this Friday. Camp, along the Virgin River. I said, my ranch has a swimming pool 30 miles long. Come and enjoy it. And I want these people to come and enjoy it. I don't want just white people come and enjoy it. I want all races to come and enjoy this public land and see what America's all about. It's a land of beautiful and of plenty. And that's to celebrate. That's celebrate our liberties and freedom. And not only that, let's let the world know that we're not going to let nobody point guns at us again, ever again. Not the United States government, for sure.
Cliven, if there was a black farmer or a rancher, say, in Kansas, having the same thing happen to him, now that people came to your aid, would you or your family come to a black farmer's aid?
Let me explain something maybe even closer. Right now, there's a black man right in my front yard right now in the militia. And he has been protecting my family. He's been coming through my home, eating with me and eating with my family, mingling back and forth through my house day and night. And I can't see anything different about him than any of the other boys that's coming. coming in and out of here. So we love him and respect him the same as we do anyone else. I think he feels as comfortable as anybody else. And that's really the way we're supposed to feel about each other. And it's an example going right on in my home right now.
Well, now we get the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. That's what I always point out. The media demonizes the Tea Party and says no minorities are there, even though I go to major libertarian Tea Party events and there's all sorts of people there, black, white, Hispanic, you name it. But then I talk to black friends of mine. They're like, I don't know if I want to go to a Tea Party. Aren't they racist? That's done to keep us apart. So I didn't know that you were complaining that you'd invited black groups there and other, quote, minority groups, and they weren't there. And you were complaining, saying, man, they're on another form of modern slavery, replacing one evil with another. And I had no idea. Wow. And do you think the New York Times knows they're lying on purpose or spinning this?
I don't know. You know, I'm in front of the media for a lot of hours every day, and I sure have never indicated that I was prejudiced. Like I said, I did actually miss the ethnic groups, and I've asked, where are you? In other words, why would I ask if I wasn't concerned? I want them to be able to enjoy this feeling of freedom and liberty and give them the opportunity to stay.
You know what? We ought to offer to fly out C.L. Bryant with Jakari Jackson and Josh Owens if they want to go out there this weekend to that party. So, maybe we should send C.L. Bryant out there and you can get a chance to meet him and talk to him, because he makes a lot of the same points that we've replaced one form of slavery with another. And that was basically the plan. But all of us are going into this Cloward and Piven bankrupted sharecropper economy. That's what this is all about, is they want to make us dependent. They want to get us off the land. They want to run everybody off the land. You're the last people standing. Finally, have you been served with any papers? What's coming next?
Well, I've told you that probably for almost a week now, I've had some certified letters. I have never opened them. I just put them back. We got a lot more important things to worry about, those legal papers. But whether I'm served there, I don't know. Nobody's actually been to my porch and served me with anything yet.
Now, first you guys reported they killed two of your prize bulls. The BLM denied that. A week later they admitted, no, we killed them. Said they were dangerous. Big pools of blood. Shot them. And then we now learn that you found a mass grave of more dead cows that they shot. And the BLM admitted that 2 days ago. They didn't have a court order to kill your cows or destroy your water cisterns or pipes. How large was the damage by the federal rustlers?
Well, we're still assessing that. You know, we're so busy trying to take care of just ranch duties here. We haven't really been able to get out and assess and even find all the mass graves. What we have done is try to just make secure for us, giving them water and feed enough to get by. And so we're still in sort of a getting by type mode here, not really the mode yet. So there's damage, and I have animals that basically are wounded. You know, they're sick, and they're trying to heal, and I've got a lot of that type of thing. Another thing people don't understand is this desert range here is rocky. It's all gravel and rock. And when you chase these cattle across these lands for miles in helicopters and horses, it wears their hooves off, and these cattle are all sore-footed, so they can't go back to their natural habitat and live because now their shoes are wore out, and they can't walk on the rocks and the cactus and all the thing like they could in a normal life cycle. So they're basically sore-footed. Just the same thing. The reason why people put horseshoes on their horses is so their feet don't get sore. Well, the cow is like a fingernail. Their cow's fingernail grows, and it protects their hoof where they can move around and forage and make a living. When their fingernail is wore off the quick, they can't work no more. They can't travel, and this type of problem's going on.
All right. Well, sir, we really appreciate you coming on and giving us the first breaking report on where you really stand. And I'm going to read you the quote one more time and tell me what you think of it, to tell me if it's accurate so we can get that to the White House media operations so they can correct themselves, MSNBC, CNN, Media Matters, and the New York Times. And it goes on. Here's your quote. And in front of that government house, that door was usually open, and older people and the kids, and there's always at least half a dozen people sitting on a porch. They didn't have nothing to do. Speaking of projects you saw in Las Vegas, they abort their young children, which I know they're upset you're trying to stop them from killing their kids. It's because you're racist. You want blacks not to be dead because you're racist. They abort their young children. They put their young men in jail. Yeah, you don't like all the blacks being in jail. More racism. Because they never learned how to pick cotton. And I've often wondered, are they better off as slaves picking cotton and having a family life and doing things? Or are they better off under government subsidy? They didn't get no more freedom. They got less freedom. And then I said, what do you mean by that? He said, well, they got a new form of slavery for old, which is just the classic statement that I've heard 1,000 times, literally. Are those quotes accurate? Because you told me that's not exactly what you said.
No, that's not exactly what I said. But, you know, if you add, I'm wondering if this is what the situation is, they're better off, and they would probably be fairly correct. But, no, I didn't say it in that way. I did say they're aborting, the young women are aborting their babies, and the young men are in jail, and the older women and children are sitting on in front of their houses on the sidewalk, and I'm talking about government subsidy houses. And our the other picture is when they was back in the South, they were in the front of their porch as a family unit, and they had chickens and gardens to take care of, and their men were out working. I didn't have to say nothing about picking cotton, but they were out working. And it seemed to me like their family and unit and their happiness was greater there than it is here in the city in a government subsidy home.
Wow, sir, I got to stop you. This is bombshell. This is bombshell. The New York Times just got caught with Photoshopped Russian soldiers attacking people, and they had to admit it was Photoshopped and fake. They had to retract today. You're telling me you did not say picking cotton?
No, I did not say picking cotton.
Unbelievable, because that is just amazing. Wow, anything else from those quotes that's inaccurate?
Well, the main thing is the family unit thing. You know what I'm talking about? They were happy as a family then, and they're a family out in these government subsidies or this government welfare or this government slavery, however you want to put it, those people don't seem to be happy.
Well, they're not as strong as they were, and nobody is. We're being literally domesticated. Well, Clive and Bundy, would you like the New York Times to retract then and take your actual statements that we have audio of live and correct their story?
I would appreciate that. I think they should do that, especially if they make it a racist type thing, because I'm not racist. I've explained that to you, and like I said, right, I'll repeat that. I could probably go right out of this room right now and find that black man having given a statement here within a few minutes. But anyway, he's been in and out of my home. I have there's no difference to him than anybody else. And I think he feels welcome as anybody else.
Well, absolutely. You know, I know you've got another interview to do, but if you'd like us to call back in an hour or so and get his name and information.
Why don't you do that, and I'll have him see if I can find him there, and he can make a statement to you. That would be good.
Absolutely. I'll call your wife back, Mrs. Bundy, and we will get him on anytime he wants to in the next 2 hours, sir.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
God bless you, Mr. Bundy.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I knew what I was going to get when I called him. I said, what does this mean? He goes, I didn't really say all that. That's wrong. I meant it's one evil for another, government slavery. Because that's all conservatives ever talk about. I mean, it's just, I've heard it literally 1,000 times from black conservatives on this show. But again, that's how they do it. And they go find, a rural hayseed who might have been from 100 years ago, just straight shoot you. I mean, all he talks about is everybody's got good souls on the whole earth, and it's all love, and I can just hear him, and where are the minorities here? We need them here. But you know, they're in government slavery. That turns into racism. I'm telling you. It's unbelievable how they spin everything, ladies and gentlemen. They know what they're doing. And then when you're truthful, they take it and spin it. We're going to be back with what could turn into regional war, you name it. But how dare Clive and Bundy? He should want to kill every black baby out there. Then he'd be liberal.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Paul Watson is probably our hardest working star writer, and they're all great. And so I really take him, you know, off the game board to even get him on the radio with us, but I always enjoy having him on with us. And also when he co-hosts, he reports for us from London. I hired Watson when he was 19 years old. I was at 18 years old, and now he's 30 and married. And I guess there'll be first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes babies in the baby carriage. But he joins us from London to talk about some really serious issues in a moment. But I'm going to ask Watson right now, as soon as you're done with us, Watson, we're going to grab that Cliven Bundy interview we just did, edit it down for time to just, you know, his main statements, maybe about 10 minutes, as I had him on about 20, and get it up to InfoWars.com. Because if you go to DrudgeReport.com, you can see U.S. President bows the Japanese robot. Well, at least it's bowing to the Japanese, but that's customary. He's not bowing to every Saudi prince he finds or the Queen of England. But New York Times, Bundy and the Negro, slavery better than welfare. Bundy has now denied that. There's no audio or video of him saying it. He says he did not say picking cotton and that it was taken out of context. He was making the point that it's a new form of slavery. So Bundy says the New York Times basically discredited him to create racism. So the article is a defiant rancher savors the audience that rallied to his side in an attempt to demonize the land rights movement, the liberty movement, the states' rights movement, the property rights movement. They're going to now, guaranteed tonight, MSNBC, CNN, they've already begun in the New York Times and Huffington Post, say, oh, look, the guy Alex Jones likes and Rand Paul likes and the senator from Nevada likes, other than Harry Reid, why, they're all the Klan. I mean, that's all they got. Why, you don't like Obamacare, you're racist. Don't turn your guns on your racist. So we need to get his video out. You heard the audio, folks, your radio listeners, now. We need to go pull that off the servers. We're recording it live just minutes ago. And we need to get that to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, you don't need my big, long intro and everything. Just me saying, Clive and Buddy, thanks for joining us. And then his statements basically cutting out my babble. Maybe leave at the end where I explain. I knew what was going to happen when I called him because I've heard this cliche literally over 1,000 times from blacks, whites, everybody, that this is a new form of slavery. That's what it is. That's what the welfare state is, folks, is domestication control. That's all we talk about here. It's called Agenda 21. It's pointed at everybody. Blacks were seen as the most isolated group that it was kosher to attack. So it was all beta tested on them first, as Tony Brown has said many times on this show. We want to get him back on. What you see done in the black community will be done in your community next. So I want to get that video report out right now. Cliven Bundy responds to New York Times claims that he's racist, or Cliven Bundy responds to racism claims. Because it's important. It's a lot bigger than Cliven Bundy, and it's a lot bigger than what's happening out there. It's about them painting everything as racist. Everything. You know, Rand Paul's a racist. Alex Jones is deeply racist. And they didn't even show a clip of me on MSNBC when they said I'm deeply racist. Well, he influenced the Boston Bombers, and, well, this is the type of deeply racist thing that we deal with. At least with Bundy, they've got some old-timer statement they can try to twist, and that's what they do. Just like they got caught photoshopping Russian troops in, and the guy that took the photos, the freelance journalist, got mad and went public. We wrote an article about it. Kurt Nimmo wrote an article about it. Watson did a video about it. In fact, I want to get Watson's video just added to Kurt's article. That is very, very important. We're going to go to Paul Watson about the huge Ukraine situation in just a moment, but it's the same deception tactics. You know, they said Matt Drudge, the New York Times did, and others, a bunch of articles, it was a flood of articles a few weeks ago, they said Matt Drudge has been caught lying. Yeah, he said that, you know, he's going to pay the $5,000 fine this year for not getting Obamacare. Well, if you own your own small business, you as the employer, and anyone that works for you, it's $5,000 per person. That's in the law. That's happening. And they just said, no, it's not. The fine starts in 2015. For everyone, it does. For small businesses, it starts this year. I know. I have accountants. I'm getting ready to pay the fine because most of my crew doesn't want me to get them insurance. They already have their own, or they'd rather have a big paycheck and make their own decision. I've come in and said, should we have company-wide insurance, but you're going to have to pay for part of it. You know, it's not free. And they're like, no, I already have this, I already have that, or I don't want it. Well, it doesn't exist, folks. There is no $5,000 fine. The New York Times said so. There are no 2 billion plus bullets. There are no armored vehicles. There are no black uniforms. The TSA is not groping you. The State Department didn't spend $5 billion to overthrow Ukraine, even though they have the State Department. The deputy head admits they spent $5 billion. We have the video of that. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? The New York Times caught, again, bald-faced photoshopping, just like aluminum tubes for Iraq and yellow cake from Niger. Now, before I go back to Watson and get his breakdown on this huge Russia situation, we are funded by viewers and listeners like you. Again, the radio show is simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv and a full-on TV set, you know, document cam, guest cam, you name it. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, become a member today. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. We need your support. Each membership, 11 people can use your username. 11 people can simultaneously. Folks, if you gave it to 50 people, I doubt they'd all tune in at once at 7 o'clock to watch the nightly news and be blocked. Sometimes folks do say, no, so many people are using my passcode now, my username passcode, that I can't get on, so I bought another membership for myself. Great. For $5.95, if you can get 11 people to watch nightly news, you're doing something good. All my films, books, special live reports, The Daily Show, commercial-free audio, video, podcast, and you're supporting the very tip of the spear in the info war. Separately, we developed in the last 8-9 months InfoWarsLife.com, really the last year, but we launched it about 6-7 months ago. And they are incredible proprietary products. In fact, I take them on air every day. I'm going to take my Super Male, my fluoride shield, and my Survival Shield right now on air. Survival Shield is a proprietary form of nascent iodine that has absolutely done wonders in my life. You've heard the rave reviews. And best of all, it funds this viciously pro-liberty, no apologies, hardcore transmission. So get the Survival Shield. Just try the challenge. See what it does for you. You may feel bad the first few two weeks or so. Consult your physician because it's a major detoxer. Oh, my gosh. Got to have it. I take a little bit more than you're supposed to. The fluoride shield has the nascent iodine and 5 other compounds to detoxify, so I take it with the Survival Shield. And then there is the Super Male Vitality that is really an energy booster slash aphrodisiac. Just, you don't believe me? Just try it out for yourself. By the way, we've had 15% off running for a few months. Folks really like it. We're just getting rid of the special, and it's always going to be the lower price now. How do you like that? And then we'll have sales sometime. It'll be even less. I just want you to try it. I want to build the market, let you see how real it is so we can fund our operation, not have to sit here and plug stuff so much. Help fund us, get great products, great water filters, great books, films, pro-gun t-shirts. We have women's apparel made in the USA, Molon Labe for women, the best-looking women's gun t-shirt I've ever seen, just gold foil, Molon Labe with the Greek war helmet and the crossed M4s. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We also have the lung cleanse that's done wonders. Just go read about it and watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. You spray 3 shots in your mouth and then inhale. Since I've been taking it, my allergies have gone down to almost zero. And Austin's the capital of allergies. So, again, great products at great prices that fund an absolutely essential transmission, free will, free association. Buy these products if you believe in what we're doing. And just see it as funding the operation, and then I know you'll come back because this is no brag, just fact. By the grace of God, we ran into the top experts and were able to develop these products to bring you the very best. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's how we fund our entire transmission. Now, we have some extremely grave news, ladies and gentlemen, because as each new chapter or each new page of the Ukraine global crisis unfolds, it follows what we predicted it would follow. And if cooler minds don't prevail, it is going to turn into a larger regional war, bare minimum a new Cold War that'll bankrupt us further, and let the globalists create a new Marshall Plan that the usual suspects, George Soros, is calling for. When they bankrupt Europe further, they'll blame it on the Russia conflict and cutting off Russian gas, and then get a huge multi-trillion dollar banker bailout, which they're already calling for. It's so predictable to fund their whole operation. A few months ago, 4 months ago, the Ukrainians voted across the board in real elections. They already had a corrupt government. Most governments are Russian-backed government, but it was elected to not join the EU, to be gobbled up. All hell broke loose when they wouldn't go under the EU dictatorship, to be sucked dry, assanguinated like a giant spider sucking a moth dry. And when they wouldn't do that, or I liken the EU to Under the Skin, a movie I saw last night, really freaked me out. And with Scarlett Johansson, because I just kept thinking, this is the New World Order. This is what they do to our souls. One of the most powerful science fiction horror movies I've ever seen. Stanley Kubrick level genius. That's all I got to say. I will not see it twice, like The Road. It's as powerful as The Road, and I cannot see it again. Haunting is what I would call it. And I just kept thinking, New World Order, New World Order. This is the spirit of the New World Order, using sexy women to sell their tyranny, using sexy culture to sell their evil, when you're literally walking into a black lake of soul-sucking, interdimensional Satanism. Whoever wrote this, in fact, I haven't looked it up who wrote it yet, definitely, like, whoever came up with Sauron and the new Lord of the Rings is dialed into some stuff. That's all I'm going to say. These people have seen, okay? Now, the point is that now they've overthrown it. They've lied and said there's giant troop movements that weren't happening, shown fake stuff from 2 years ago of Russian jets on the tarmac, done all this provocation, grabbed 93% of the country, and then claim the Russians are the ones invading the nation, but all they're doing is securing their assets, not romanticizing the Russians. And now they're caught again at the New York Times. This is Kurt Nemo's article. New York Times issues back page retraction on Russian troops in Ukraine photos. I mean, the headline should be, and Kurt does a great job, the headline should be New York Times caught creating fake war propaganda in Ukraine just like Iraq. I mean, there's no end. Now, here's why Paul Watson joins us on this front, but also multiple cities. How do you pronounce this? Slavyansk has had armored vehicles, tanks, and troops. It's a pro-Russian, mainly Russian area, slam into the town, blowing up buildings. We got B-roll of that. This is going into a major civil war. The Russian foreign minister, Lavrov, said yesterday that Russians, if this kind of stuff happens, will respond just like South Ossetia and Abkhazia in Georgia in 2008. We take you now to London with Paul Watson to give us his take on this. This is really deteriorating fast. We'll see the Russians start pouring in probably. It'll end up with a divided Ukraine, the Russians with the East, NATO with the West, bare minimum. Or if NATO decides to fight the Russians, World War III. Or is it higher level stage with Putin, like Hitler and Stalin, to divide Poland, fast forward, divide Ukraine? What's your gut and intel tell you, Watson?
Well, Alex, I mean, I predicted weeks and months ago that it would end up in this sectarian civil war, and that's exactly what's unfolding.
Because that was the Brzezinski plan.
Yeah, but what's amazing is not only are they allowing that to happen, but they're actually escalating it by engaging in these hoaxes. We've seen two giant monumental fabrications in the past 2 weeks, launched basically by the post-coup Kiev government backed by the Obama administration. Of course, last week we saw this fake letter handed out to Jews in Donetsk telling them that they had to register, they had to hand in their passports and, quote, make a confession of faith. That was splashed across the mainstream media liberally. Of course, they were using it to imply that the pro-Russian forces in eastern Ukraine are Nazis who want to round up Jews and put them in camps.
When it's actually the other way around, just like with the Bundy thing, they're now supposedly racist because they don't want to abort blacks.
Yes, it's exactly the other way around. The right sect of fascist neo-Nazis were put into power. They got three top government positions immediately after the Kiev coup, which itself, as you mentioned before, was backed by billions and billions of dollars of U.S. aid. The State Department, Pierre Audemars, working with the NGOs to fund that uprising in the first place, which led to neo-Nazis gaining power. So they put the neo-Nazis into power, they armed them, and then they accused Russia of doing exactly what they've done. So after that came out as a hoax, the local rabbi in Donetsk said, this is complete fabrication. The individual who supposedly signed the letter came out and said, I never signed this letter. They made it up. It was a complete fabrication to demonize the pro-Russian forces, when every time you look at them, they've got swastikas crossed out. They've got anti-fascist signs, regalia. And it's the neo-Nazi right sector that literally wear the Waffen-SS armbands who are marching around in Ukraine with guns and weapons. So we had that complete hoax. The mainstream media kept reporting it for days after it was already a proven hoax. Then they had to retract. Now we've had this one over the past few days. The post-Kiev government produced this dossier of evidence claiming that Russian special forces troops that were active in Georgia in 2008 were now active in eastern Ukraine. So, of course, making the claim that not only were they influencing that, but they were actually directing the anti-government protest attacks on government buildings in eastern Ukraine. So it turned out that, again, it was complete fabrication. The Obama administration took the evidence, presented it, then the New York Times regurgitated it. Basically, they present photos of so-called Russian special forces in Georgia and then in eastern Ukraine 6 years later. One, the the Russian Special Forces soldier that is pictured is a completely different guy to the one that was in Georgia back in 2008. Then they present another individual with a full balaclava face mask on and say, look, this is the same guy who was in Georgia as was in Crimea recently, a Russian Special Forces soldier. You couldn't tell it was the same guy. His face was completely covered. Nobody could even tell. They later had to backtrack on it after the BBC did an analysis and basically were honest for a change and said there's no evidence that these are the same guys. Yet this was presented as bombshell evidence by both Kiev and the Obama administration and then dutifully regurgitated by the New York Times. Turns out it's a hoax. Of course, the original report was on page A1. The retraction is on page 9, so again, they bury it deep down into the newspaper. But again, it shows you they're so desperate to escalate, even though it threatens literally World War III, that they're now engaging in blatant fabrications to do so.
Well, most wars get started that way. About a week ago, I was on the street downtown, and some guy goes, man, why are you supporting the Russians in Ukraine? And I go, are you Ukrainian? He goes, no, I'm Polish. And I said, I'm not supporting the Russians. I just don't want a war. I don't have a dog in the fight. And he goes, well, just so you know, the Russians are going to purge the Jews, the letter. And I went, no, that's been admitted to be fake. And he goes, you conspiracy theorist.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
Some folks are raised, silver spoon in their hand. Ooh, don't they help themselves?
Some folks are born, make the way to fly.
Ooh, the red, white, and blue. The red, white, and blue.
And when the band plays, help to the team, Lord knows, they point the cannon at you.
It ain't me. and Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Harry Reid's son.
The tax man gives him the key to the land. There wasn't quite nothing left for school in hell.
And it's the ones robbing everybody that keep talking about welfare and how they love everyone. Everyone's racist with them. It's a really good song. Going back to Paul Watson. Paul, it's like we're sitting here on the eve of destruction, just calmly watching the globalists that run our country try to overthrow Syria with Al-Qaeda, try to start a war with Russia. You got Lavrov saying, if you continue to attack Russian-held areas, we're going to attack you and respond like Georgia. And then today, for those that don't know, Kiev military op, Ukrainian army tanks smash into Russian-held towns. And we've got some of the B-roll that we can show folks up on Infowars.com. We do have that B-roll on our video list as well. Burning buildings, smoking cars, rocket attacks. You name it, and we'll roll some of that while Paul Watson is talking. Paul, why do you think the globalists that run the West are this crazed? Because in their everyday lives, they're very craven, very cowardly criminals. But when it comes to the world destruction, they seem to be very bold. Do you think there's some type of backroom deal with Pooty Poot that he'll get part of Ukraine and they'll get the other part? Because I don't really see that, though in the past those type of deals are done.
I haven't seen any evidence to that effect, Alex. Obviously, they've adopted a new tactic of provocateuring these faux color revolutions around the world, and some of them get out of hand, as this one has, obviously. Now, as you mentioned, in Slavyansk, they've got Ukrainian tanks rolling in. They've shot dead five anti-government protesters. And again, you know, anti-government protesters in Kiev, when they're storming buildings, that's a good thing. When it happens for the pro-Russian side, it's a bad thing. You know, when they've got fighter jets rolling in, armored vehicles, artillery. If Assad does that in Syria, that's a bad thing. But if the new post-coup Washington-approved Kiev government does it, it's a good thing. So we're not pro-Russia. We're anti-hypocrisy. And I'm sick of hearing this Russian propaganda thing every time you turn on CNN. Russian propaganda, Russian propaganda, as if they couldn't entertain for a second the notion that there's NATO propaganda, there's EU propaganda, there's Washington propaganda. It's just the level of intelligence that they afford to their viewers is so minimal, it's a complete insult.
And we're showing what looks like Russian helicopters that the Ukrainians have. I don't know if those are Heinz or Floggers or whatever, there's a bunch of them. But the point is that those look like Heinz. Coming in, yeah, those are Ukrainian, that I guess they got from the Russians previously, I guess, for war with the Russians. I mean, this is not a good situation, Paul. But I guess what really matters is the missing Malaysian airplane, right? Or, did you hear about the latest with Lady Gaga? She thinks her uterus is possessed.
That's the top story. That's what we should all be talking about, Alex.
Miley Cyrus has been swinging around on a wrecking ball. Did you hear about Jay-Z? He had his pants hanging up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN.